The multipolar model race, Gemini, Kimi K3, and a Mona Lisa contest. Google announced three new Gemini variants, 3.6 Flash, 3.5 Flash Lite, and 3.5 Flash Cyber, with the last explicitly positioned for cybersecurity applications, including threat analysis and vulnerability assessment. The Flash family has served as Google's value-oriented developer offering, prioritizing fast inference at lower cost over maximum capability. The cybersecurity specialization represents a natural expansion of the code model category, though observers noted the dual-use challenge is especially acute. A model calibrated to explain vulnerabilities is, by definition, a model capable of helping exploit them, and how Google has balanced that trade-off in Flash Cyber will be tested as red teams gain access. Google also deprecated temperature, top P, and top K sampling parameters across its latest Gemini models. A significant API compatibility break. Developers who have built prompt engineering workflows around specific sampling behavior will need to retest application outputs, and the community response ranged from relief. These parameters are mostly cargo culted anyway, to frustration over the engineering work created downstream. Kimi K3, the latest release from Chinese laboratory Moonshot AI, emerged as the other major model story. According to evaluations from Fireworks A, Kimi K3 is competitive with a model called Fable, and the combination of the two reportedly represents state-of-the-art performance on the benchmarks tested. The result challenged what the community described as a persistent assumption that Chinese AI development lags behind, a narrative that DeepSeek's earlier benchmark results had already complicated. Whether the strong benchmark performance reflects genuine frontier capability or highly focused optimization for specific evaluations remained a subject of active debate, with some analysts arguing that benchmark results and the broader research capacity enabled by large compute budgets are not the same thing. On a lighter but informative note, a creative benchmark asked GPT-5.6, Claude, Gemini, and Grok to draw the Mona Lisa using structured outputs. While not a rigorous capability test, community discussion noted that the results revealed distinct interpretive personalities across models. Some attempted faithful reproduction, others made creative departures, and at least one reportedly spent more effort explaining its approach than executing it. Poolside AI's Laguna S2.1 code generation model also posted solid engagement, 336 points and 63 comments, reflecting continued interest in enterprise-focused code tooling, though the release did not dominate the day's conversation.